Paul are going to talk about scalable graph algorithms in Rust.
Thank you. Hello, I am Martin. I'm here with Paul. And we talk about scalable graph algorithms in Rust and some Python. Who are we? We are both engineers at a company called Neo4j. And the J stands not for R like Rust, unfortunately. But we will talk about a little bit what we do in our day job, which is we work on a product which is called Neo4j Graph Data Science. So Neo4j is a graph database. Maybe you heard of it. It's written in Java. And the two of us, we work on a project called Graph Data Science, which is essentially a plugin for the Neo4j Graph Database. And it provides a collection of graph and machine learning algorithms that we deploy to our customers, and they use it for many different things, but the top three applications of these things are fraud detection, recommendation, and identity resolution. And we have customers with up to 10 billion nodes and 65 billion relationship graphs that they compute our algorithms on. And you can find out more about the product, and the source code is available online, and the documentation, of course, if you follow those links. Last week, we released version 2.3 of the Graph Data Science product. And what you can see here is basically all the graph and machine learning algorithm that that we provide to our customers or users, ordered by some category. And some of them you probably know from university, like Dijkstra path searching algorithms or connect components algorithms. Okay, so but we are in the Rust dev room, so why do we talk about Java? So first of all, so Paul and I, we discovered Rust like 2 or 3 years ago, and we started building like smaller tools, libraries, fell in love with the language, and we were curious about how we can actually do what we do at work, like implementing those parallel algorithms in Java. How good would they perform if we would do the same thing in Rust, and also make a bit more use of what Rust has to offer? And we had a quick look around. There's only one graph library that is, I think, very popular, which is called PetGraph, which is focusing on a network X replacement, and it focused on like single-threaded execution of graph algorithms, basically textbook implementations. So we thought we want to go like the step further and do like the parallel implementations of the graph algorithms. So that's how we started the project. So we started in May 21. First of all, it was an experiment, basically, or hobby project by the two of us, where we tried to figure out like what's the maximum performance we can get out of this implementation. And then over time, we got more interest into the project, and we added some more implementations of different algorithms. Like, it's not a lot, but you will see that later. And we added some Python support that we will talk about in a demo. We added an Arrow server so that you can use this thing in a network, for example, and everything is available on GitHub and MIT licensed. The project itself contains or consists of 5 crates. Today we will talk about 3 of those. The one at the bottom is the Graph Builder, which is essentially the abstraction or data structure that represents the in-memory graph that we use to compute on. It's a CSR, compressed sparse row representation.